Imagine being able to eat fresh local produce anytime, even in winter. It's already happening thanks to a local consumer tech company that runs a vertical farm. I'm Maria Scappellato with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA. Fifth Season, founded 3 years ago as Robotny, has taken root in Pittsburgh. The company uses proprietary robotics technology to grow plants hydroponically indoors. In a vertical farm, plants are stacked high on shelves. LED lighting replicates the sun in a pesticide-free, controlled environment. CEO and co-founder Austin Webb tells me what they're growing.
We're growing spring mixes, any kind of salad mix. You can think of spinach, arugula, kale, basil, cilantro, dill, you name it. And honestly, that's just the start. There's a lot of other crops and other vegetables that we can grow. And so leafy greens and herbs is really just our start, and we'll keep going from there.
You're going to be moving into a bigger space soon in Braddock, a commercial scale operation. How much do you think you'll be able to produce, say, in the next year or two?
Yeah, we're super excited about joining and engaging with the Braddock community. We've been really warmly receptive there, and we're excited to be opening up our newest commercial scale farm, which will be opening in early 2020 in Braddock. When we get to full scale operation, we'll be producing over 500,000 pounds of produce per year. And it really is a new standard because we've created this unique design. It's a never before seen vertical farm. And unlike the industry-wide struggle to make economics work, which is why vertical farming hasn't really been able to expand its impact yet, we've been really hard at work over the last 3 years to make it a scalable, profitable, repeatable platform that, again, at affordable prices for retailers, restaurants, and consumers alike. So finally, right here in Braddock, right here in Pittsburgh, vertical farming can finally take off with Fifth Season.
So will you be growing your workforce as well?
Absolutely, yes. So we'll be Our company will be doubling when we open up the new farm. And then from there, we will continue to add on many folks in Braddock and our headquarters in the South Side. And then as we take what we built in Pittsburgh and expand that impact to more farms in the Pittsburgh area, but also cities throughout the U.S., we'll be growing extremely quickly. And people are an important part of that.
So is this product, are these greens affordable for the average consumer that goes to the grocery store?
Absolutely. We don't have any kind of premium on our product that makes anything unaffordable. Everything is at the prices that people currently buy today. And we've been really hard at work to make everything extremely economical in our farms. And so over time, we don't really see the need for people to have to, you know, spend an arm and a leg just to get healthy food. And to be honest with you, we're able to actually not just create affordable produce if that's sort of, hey, you know, it's Monday, I need to go get affordable produce for the week. We can also do things, customized growing for really high experiences. And so we can really do both at the same time. We don't have to pick and choose. And so we can really focus on yield and quality or focus on them separately depending on what people need or what they're looking for.
And where can people find your products locally?
So when we open up our new farm in Braddock in early 2020, we'll be able to find our product in Giant Eagle Market District, Whole Foods, and then restaurants like Superior Motors, Kevin Sousa in Braddock, a good friend of ours, Honeygrow in East Liberty, Kahuna in East Liberty, you name it.
Fifth Season was incubated at Carnegie Mellon University's Swartz Center for Entrepreneurship. The company's raised $35 million to date and is planning to expand to additional vertical farms nationwide. In business news headlines, a grand opening was held this week for the Rivers Casino's new sports book called Bet Rivers. The 5,500-square-foot space includes 33 self-service betting kiosks and 6 betting windows. It opened just in time to allow Steelers fans to wager on Monday night's game against the Bengals, which the Steelers won 27-3. And starting this week, customers to local craft brew pubs will see a slight state sales tax increase, roughly 10 cents per pint of beer. That's the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA.